Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke. Milwaukee native Charlie Keenan has donned antennae so many times, he no longer tries to keep track. It's part of his mission and business, Bee Pods, to sell people on bees and on his have-your-own hive equipment. This morning, Keenan takes his message to a new audience in Madison, a group of investors called Slow Money Wisconsin. His is one of nine startup businesses chosen to strut their creative business stuff. Last year's showcase, the first ever, resulted in more than $400,000 worth of investment. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz tracked down Keenan after a recent presentation at State Fair Park. The entrepreneur shared the buzz on what Slow Money is about, his passion for bees, and what he hopes to achieve through his 10-minute pitch to the group.
Slow Money Wisconsin is a great organization where they bring together socially minded investors who aren't necessarily concerned on immediate ROI, return on investment. They want it long term, but they're more concerned on how does this help the world. And so what they're doing is they're trying to see what kind of companies would have this kind of return and be beneficial. And so they assigned me a couple of people to help get my stuff in order. These guys really liked what I was doing, and so I think I even got extra time because they fell in love with bees because I gave them honey. but it's all about getting the right pitch to the right people, and Slow Money Wisconsin brings together a pool of people who want to help and have the means to do it. And that's kind of where I'm sitting. I've got a great idea, I've taken years to prove it, and it's time to take wings.
Okay, so you'll have, when you give your presentation, you have 10 minutes.
I know.
So what do you focus on?
Yeah, that's going to be hard. So I've got to lay the groundwork of what we are and alternative beekeeping practice, but I want to emphasize the relationship with bees and the means by which we made to do it, and this idea of creating virtual apiaries or creating an easy way to reconnect us to bees because it's important. It's going to be hard to do it in 10 minutes, but yeah, then I'm going to lay out the strategy. What do we need the funding for? What are the steps and the mile markers that we're going to have to achieve to be able to grow? What's our 1 year, 3 year, 5 year plan look like? These guys are smart, you know, these socially minded investors. So I'm just hoping that what I say to them is going to make enough sense that they'd like to put some dollars to my sense.
So what's your dream location, Charlie? What's your dream setup?
The dream setup is year one. What we want to do is to really lock down the education part of what we have. Because when we empower new people to be beekeepers, we really got to give them the tools to be successful. And it's not just a box. It's what do you do with the box? So we built software, and we've got partnerships that are in the works with GE to be able to do sensors. And there are many other people out in the world that are doing the same thing, trying to come up with sensors. All of us are saying, can we talk to the cloud with data so that somebody can start looking at the big picture and say, here's where bees are thriving, here's where bees are not, here's where big picture stuff's going on, and at the same time be looking at the ground level going, how do I empower this person in this city to do a good job with the hive in their backyard?
So I'm just curious, when you started in on the bee thing, what was your vision? What was your, I mean, were you thinking all this? You were intrigued
when I started
by the
bee pods or when I started beekeeping? Yeah, when I started beekeeping, I was not thinking about anything. I didn't care about insects. I was running a computer business. And I was kind of getting tired of the computer business because Apple was making all those Apple stores and kind of eating my lunch. You know, why would somebody come and pay $120 an hour when they can go talk to a genius? So, you know, the end was near, and I went over to Growing Power, and in trying to help them do marketing, I had to take pictures of all their systems, and the bees were one of the systems. And it was this guy, Michael Thompson from Chicago, who invited me to the hive to see it up close, and I fell in love. And that was it. That was the turning point. I said, I just want to keep bees. I don't know where it's going to take me. I don't know what it's going to do, but they are so cool to look at. Not honey, not money. In fact, in the beginning, I wasn't even making money. It was about the bees. And then what I found as I got deeper into it is, I got to do it a different way. You know, everybody had these stacked boxes. So we had to make a choice. I had to come up with something else besides. So I looked at how do I make the beehive go sideways? and that's where it began. And now it's a mission to empower as many people to have that enlightening experience and to do it right. And now it's gone to the next level of saying, how can we collect data and share data, and then as a society, behave more bee-like? You know, this is, it really is. We've been looking at bees since the beginning of man, when man got together with agriculture, when culture formed around growing. It was the bees that brought that together. And we've got historic data from Sumerian scrolls to cave paintings that talk about how long man has had a relationship with bees. And it's only the last 150 years that it's turned into a scary thing. I mean, all the way through time, it was a celebration of birth. All of a sudden, now it's scary. Well, I want to make it a celebration again. So first year operations is the idea of trying to lock down the education. I've got lots of videos. I've got tons of pictures. I've got lots of anecdotal evidence. I need to get that all put together in little packages that are easily disseminated to a wide audience. And then once that's in place, then we start to expand. So the first area of expansion that we're going to go into is in two fronts. In the Midwest, where I've already got a firm base, but West Coast, because there's a lot of people that are affluent, that are interested, that can afford to make it happen. So if I really want to make something work, I think of these two places to start to work. And I'm connected into NASSCO, the catalog company of science schools and providers, so it really gives me penetration into schools. I'm not as interested in trying to sell it to individuals in their own backyards. I want to sell it to schools so that the children grow up understanding bees. So schools will then become hubs for their own communities, and will sell through the school to the people in a way that we can maybe give them a perk. Every time they sell a hive, we deliver it to the school and the school sells it and gets some money, like the, you know, pizzas or whatever. Now it'll be beehives.
You talked about the we that you've...
Yeah. I've built up a team of people from 3D designers who build all of the models and help me with the tooling, to partners that we currently have that produce the wood fabrication, to the people that we bring on board to help screw things together. Sometimes they're volunteer groups that we're working with within the community, schools that bring their kids over and learn about bees as they assemble and put things together. So I'm going to be building a sales staff. I'm going to be building a training staff. I'm going to be building an apiary staff.
And what about the tincture staff?
So teachers are going to learn how to teach, how to make products with the hive, because that's an integral part that urban ecology centers and schools, these knowledge hubs, will be able to bring people together and say, where can we give you a value add beyond honey? And so if we can teach you how to make mead, if we can teach you how to make a tincture that works, that you can apply when you have a sore throat or pink eye or an earache, if we can teach you something that you can apply on scratchy skin or something, and you can see how easy it is, you can do it yourself.
When you make your pitch, are you saying, I'm looking for this amount of funding and this will take this operation this far, or you lay out your vision and hope that people jump aboard?
This is a pitch, not a demo. And a pitch means that we put some numbers around. They know better what the numbers are. They're in the business of investing. And so
the investors know that.
Yeah. But yeah, the investors that are coming, you know, are going to want to know milestones, are going to want to know numbers, and they're going to want to know that you've got some kind of a plan as to how it works. So yeah, there's a number, and if they agree that this is something worthy of their efforts, they'll probably come in with their own people, retool the numbers, come up with new things, and we work in a symbiotic way.
Swarm.
I hope they'll swarm to me. I'm crossing my fingers and toes.
Milwaukee's Charlie Keenan is founder of Bee Pods. It's one of 9 companies being showcased today by Slow Money Wisconsin, which describes itself as, quote, connecting local food investors with Wisconsin local farms and food enterprises. Susan Bentz is WUWM's environmental reporter. Dog sledding season is over, we hope anyway, but you can still spend some time with sled dogs this weekend in Milwaukee. We will meet the Door County sled dogs when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.